Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel the morning fuzz electric. It shocks me up before the dawn. See all my past mistakes play out on the ceiling.
Yarny rays are peaking o'er a mountain's furry range. Chase this darkness away, shed light on all these feelings.
Maybe this way isn't right, a change is what I need. Where will this morning lead?
The sun's first light, so warm, so bright, helps me.
Yeah. on Days of Future Fuzz, Pangla was resurrected in the Mancaroni oven of GG Scrumptious and has a message to unite the world.
Meanwhile, Professor Y is still a prisoner in the Fortress of Fuzzo, in his capital, Fuzzopolis.
What is to be done, Bayou? Listen to this, the new episode, episode 13, Gatterd and Canterub.
Wait, so what is the plan again?
We've been over it 7 times.
Ah, so I don't listen, okay? I didn't listen. But maybe I did. I didn't. But maybe I did. I didn't.
For the 8th time, in the center of Bicentralia is the Liberty Tower. It was built for the canceled Bicentralia Extravagalia. It was supposed to broadcast the Washington Jefferson mud wrestling reenactment. Now, it's a mere broken spire, but I can bring it to life. I'll just get some jumper cables, attach them to the first ladies, and give the tower a jump start.
Where are you gonna attach the cables?
Don't be lewd, Detective. But yes, they do make the best receptors for the voltage we need.
And why are you helping us?
I thought about what you said. I can hide away in my history hole, or I can make my own history.
I don't think either of us ever said that.
Maybe I dreamed it. That would explain the hot fudge horse that sounded like my uncle.
The steamy black goop on a Sunday of disappointment.
I enjoyed it. But do you want my help or not?
Do we want help?
Yes, we do.
Emperor Fuzzo, your approval ratings are down. We've yet to break Professor Y, and our troops in the Siberian front have frozen solid.
Who would have thought invading Russia was a bad idea? It seems so easy.
A small hiccup, my most beloved ruler.
Let us see that this hiccup doesn't become a serious flu.
My most brilliant emperor, I don't think hiccups lead to the flu.
What are you, a science cop? You gonna put test tube handcuffs on me and tie me up in atoms?
Well, technically whatever I tied you up in would be made of atoms.
Fine. What if we give out free restuffing materials? Get everyone nice and squishy.
The unfuzzed must be destroyed! We need military might, not simple stuffing, yeah?
I guess, but... why now?
Here, I have a parliamentary order from the Duma. Sign this to give me temporary control of the Fuzz forces, and I'll plan the assault myself, so you can worry about other matters. Like when I set up the flesh farms.
Yes, perhaps it's for the best. Ooh, I can't seem to focus. Here.
Excellent. Hail the Fuzz.
Does it compute, Mary Todd, that we are now helping these people?
We do, as the matriarch says. Besides, with our new upgrades, I'd like to test them out.
But is it right for us to pick a side in this fuzz war? Shouldn't we remain neutral? Above it all?
We can't hide forever. You think Genghis Khan's horse just hid behind a haystack? No, he charged into battle. Do you think he was wrong to do so?
I am no horse judge, but...
Okay, ladies, time to attach the clamps!
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh! Ooh. Oh, Elizabeth Monroe, you need to perk up a bit. Oh, there we go.
Let's power this tower.
Hooray!
We're not broadcasting yet, Pangla.
Broadcasting, it's fun! Like sunsets on a beach!
Great, now just stand in the colonial mud ring. When Sandra brings the power online, you can broadcast your message.
Hooray! I love broadcasting! It's fun! Like a hug from a Hugotron 9000.
Sure, that.
Hey, Pangla?
Yes?
Sorry I let the too scary tear you apart. I should have done more.
You tried, but you just aren't very good at things. It's okay. If I didn't get killed, I wouldn't have a chance to die.
What was death like?
A dark, endless void, bereft of meaning or purpose.
Oh.
Let me check the connections. We should have power by now.
Well, maybe the power cord isn't connected. Let me get right up and examine this uninsulated wire. Right in the eye.
Are you okay? Do you need this eye patch?
Huh? Oh, no. Nah, just a little eyebrow fire. Smells like barbecue. Barbecue was this girl I knew. She...
Everything's booting up.
Hooray!
Ah, man.
Are you ready to broadcast your message?
Roll it! Like a tire! Yeah, tires!
Okay, we are live.
Good evening. Breaking news, welcome to the broadcast. Pangla speaks and we're live at the scene. We have a panel waiting in the studio to analyze her speech. Check back for our round table. They'll give their takes and yell and spit. We'll shove as many heads into tiny boxes as the screen can fit.
Then join us later for our team of experts and a bozo or two that we slipped in to make things spicy with their overtly racist views. Anticipation is truly mounting for all our great programming today. So let's go live. What does Pangla say?
A fantabulous Marcus bit of a day.
It seems we spoke over most of what she said. We apologize, that wasn't our fault. How are we supposed to know that she'd be talking while we tried to talk? Rude.
But we bet it was incredible and people are in the streets. Fuzzed in flesh, joined as one. Damn, that must have been some speech. Oh, this just in, oh, thank goodness. Here's a bit of good news. Someone DVR'd it, and so we will play it now for you.
Looks like someone deleted the broadcast to make room for some other show. What a shame, it was a beautiful moment as far as we know.
The crowds are here and they're growing larger. It seems like she struck a nerve.
The discontent have taken to the streets and are chanting out some words.
Oh, of course, why didn't we think of that? We must be fuzzed in the head.
Let's listen in, they're chanting what she said. And they say, it's hard to hear what they're saying.
Excuse me, could I just get...
They're all speaking at once.
Please.
I'm sure it was really beautiful. So that's the headline we'll run. It's Pangla's message to the world. And it was beautiful. Pangla's message to the world is something, something. It's Pangla's message to the world. And it was beautiful, we guess. Thanks for tuning in. Please stick around for some other dumb stuff. Pangla's message to the world. Please stick around for these commercials.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Emperor Fuzzo, it's on all the channels, running on a loop. Reports of uprisings across the globe. They're making signs that read Pengla for Empress, and we love Pengla, and even one that says honk if you're horny, and there is much honking.
I see.
There's rumors that Pengla is going to march toward the capital.
I see.
I'll prepare the fuzz troopers. Give that fuzzy traitor true shock and wool.
No.
No? No, but my emperor...
Let Pengla come. When she does open the gates to Fuzzopolis, I want to meet with my sister. Don't you see? This is what we needed. This is how we save the world. It's great!
I was afraid of this.
Mama?
I was hiding behind the drapes.
The drapes, of course.
And you're under arrest, Emperor.
Stop this insolence, Adviso. Guards, seize him.
Did you forget? You just signed over your army to me. Guards!
Hands up, Fuzzo!
We have you surrounded.
It's a coup.
You can't deny it was on your mind. Even if you ain't that bright. How long you think you could have put it on? With your job half done, renegades on the run. When you haven't the guts to watch required.
We're gonna give the Fuzzos what they need. The crushing freedom of total theocracy. Too many fail to see the Fuzzos' love and care. Time to bring them to heel with mandatory prayer. Those that defy will be unraveled in the streets.
The first and most deserved of this worst of the third be removed. Let this waste be erased. Be no patience to wait for what is due. You did lots for the cause. Now get lost. You've exhausted your use. Let the Empire
rise. It is fine.
Your time is through.
Mama, I love you, and you've said some things that hurt my heart. But maybe we can compromise, yeah.
Aww. My son, you're sweet and simple, and I think you should always know you are a failure in my eyes.
Really? Wow.
Your brother's still alive, you'd let your sister survive. A monster hunts us in the street.
You're soft, boy, but not the good despotic kind.
Now, it's Mama's turn, so get out of the way. The fuzz is all and let the fuzz be praised. It's time to finish what his mom began. Wipe the flesh from the land and let them into the camp. Spread the fuzz far and wide and let the elder rise. So his tendrils may tangle us up in his strangle and suffocate us all in his grace. Let his world be served and his word be made third. It's overdue.
Mama.
Empress Boob, it would be my honor to take care of Fuzzo personally.
What a sweet monster puppet. The prisoner is yours.
But Mama, I am the felt savior.
No, what? You're weak.
I love you, baby. But this is for your own good. When the Elder Fuzz awakens, you'll see. Now, I must go do the right and just thing before that traitorous toothed puppet gets here. Kill your brother.
You mean Brushy?
Who else would I mean?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not thinking straight because my mother just orchestrated a coup.
There's no need for that tone. But yes, Brushy. Now, Lord Commander Guernica, take him away.
With pleasure. Hail the fuzz.
Hail the fuzz.
Fuzz away, way.
Now, Advizo, send the 3rd Felt Legion to crush Pangla and those rebels.
As you command, my knocker, Empress.
It'll be a long trek to Fuzzopolis. Luckily, we're not lazy Icelanders. Stupid geyser loving skier eaters.
Ooh, look at us. We're independent and have geothermal energy and love little elves that live in rock piles and cut down all our trees.
Sorry, it's just, you know, the whole Leif Erikson thing goes way back.
Sure. I mean, he's no Hans Egede, but who is?
Oh, you learned something from one of my Greenland songs.
Hmm?
So nice.
Nice is great! I like being nice, too! That's why I packed sandwiches! But I couldn't find sandwiches, so they're just some sponges with dice in the middle! And a slice of batteries!
Thanks.
Best sandwich I ever ate. Batteries really make it.
That's not... Oh, what's that noise?
Ah, fuzzcopters. Looks like some kind of felty army.
Maybe they're just coming to hold hands and sing in a circle.
Oh!
I think they're here to kill us.
Oh, sad. But at least the bombs going off are pretty.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. A real limited edition lithograph of a Thomas Kincaid painting. And just as deadly.
Whoa! Is there any way Pangla, Valborg, and Dankent can survive the full force of the 3rd Felt Legion? Will Mama Boob kill Brushy? Will Feltina kill Fuzzo? Will anybody be left alive? Find out next time on Days of Future Fuzz, Episode 14.
Better to reign in Fuzz than serve in Heaven.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. The end is nigh! So nigh, don't you ask us some Q&As for our special wrap-up episode. One of us will be drunk, one locked in a trunk, the other sprayed by a skunk. Can you guess which is which? Send a 3x5 card with Skunk Dunk Trunk written on it to 347 First Street, Fuzzopolis, care of Linty LaRue. Or just email us any questions or thoughts you have from Season 2 at podmusical@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Hello, Lyman Keys here with an after-the-episode quick little thingamabob. Oh, audio, you love your things. Today I want to remind you about the Fatecrafters Studio, a great collection of podcasts that are unlike any you've ever heard, because they're different. Go to fatecrafters.com and hear a whole list of them. Well, don't hear it, you'll see the list, and then you can hear the podcasts. Today I want to spotlight one Rex Riveter Private Eye. You know those 1950s noir adventures? Well, this is one of those, set in 1955 in Tinseltown, which is Hollywood, or Hollyweird as some people say. I don't, because I don't really know what that means. But Rex Riveter does, I bet. Here in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, home of Hollyweird, the name that I don't say, dreams are bought and sold. But there's a seedier side to Los Angeles, where shadows lurk, pimps and narcotic pushers live, organized crime is on every corner, and it's all ready to explode. It's a city full of vice, fancy dames, slick cons, guys, dolls, the whole shebang. and you can listen to it. It's amazing. It's Rex Riveter, Private Eye, part of the Fatecrafters Studio Network. You can go to fatecrafters.com and find the podcast or hear it wherever podcasts are found. If you like Detective Dan Kent in The House of Sunshine, he's sort of a noir detective. Well, this is another noir detective. They don't know each other as far as I know, but maybe they will. Keep listening and you'll enjoy it. It's a romp of an adventure. Detective Rex Riveter, Private Eye. Listen now before it's too late, because your ears might fall off and then you can't listen. But that probably won't happen. But in any event, do listen to it. It's a great ripping tale. This is Lyman Keys. Good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.